Following is the President's speech at Waseca, Minnesota, Thursday, October 14, 1948.
Now I present the Honorable Hubert A. Trumpy, Mayor of Minneapolis and Democrat candidate for United States Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good morning. Certainly is a pleasure to meet so many of you so early in the morning. It shows that you're interested in the welfare of this great nation of ours, or you wouldn't turn out to see the president and to hear what he has to say. I've been on a crusade up and down this country telling the people just exactly what the issues in this campaign are. You know, the Republicans won't discuss the issues. They can't afford to discuss the issues because they've been wrong on all of them. Therefore, I'm going up and down the country and explaining to the people just exactly what the issues in this campaign are. I spent some time in St. Paul last night explaining what the Republican Congress had done to the people and what they had not done for the people. They don't like to hear that because they have no comeback. They can't defend the action of the Republican Congress, which is a pattern of what we're going to get unless people take an interest in their own affairs and get out and vote for their own interests. Now, if you vote for your own interests here in this district, you'll send Karl Rohrbach to the Congress and you'll send Hubert Humphrey to the Senate. And then there'll be people in the Congress with whom your president can work in the public interest, for your interest. This 80th Congress had no interest except special privilege. They had more lobbies in Washington around this Congress than has ever happened before in the history of the country, and they spent more money than ever before in the history of the country. It's one of the most shameful sessions that this country has ever had. I name it the second worst Congress in the history of the United States. Of course, they don't like that. And that means not that all the men in that Congress were not the right sort of people. It means that the leadership, the Republicans who controlled that Congress, were the ones who stand for that Congress. There were a number of able men in that Congress who fought tooth and nail to prevent it from acting as the worst Congress in the history of the country. And those men are going to be reelected on their record. But I sincerely hope that you'll not send any of that leadership back there, because if we have an 81st Congress as bad as the 80th, the country will be in an awful fix. The best way to remedy that situation is to get out early on election day and exercise your privilege in this country to run the government. You are the government when you exercise that privilege, and you run it by voting. I'm awful happy and very glad to see so many young people out here, because it shows that they're interested in the welfare of the country. You know, the country's going to be in the hands of these young people, the next generation. And if they inform themselves and understand just exactly what our government stands for, it'll be safe for generations to come. And that's what I'm working for. I appreciate highly your coming out here. And I want you on election day to get up early, go to the polls. And so as to be on the safe side, and so as you can vote in your own interest, just vote a Democratic ticket straight. And then the president won't have any housing problem. He'll still be in the White House for another 4 years. How'd you like to meet my family? Here's Miss Schumann. Now, here's Margaret.
Take your picture. That's the way. Now then, I'll bet you look at Margaret.